Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. Support for Coastside Carousel comes from Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast and voted one of the top 8 pubs in all of California.
This week on Coastside Carousel, it's the indie rock sounds of Michael Vincent, who's been on Carousel in years past with Kelly Morlock, most recently in 2023. And Michael has a new album now called Blue Sky, Come On, Come On, available on all streaming platforms. He's performing all 10 songs with his backing band, You Know Who, on November 8th at San Gregorio General Store in celebration of the album's release on Angel Blossom Records. And this is Michael's first album to be ever available on vinyl. Tell our listeners about your new album.
So this is my 8th record. It's a nice combination, I think, of some power pop, what they're calling adult alternative music. It's all original. I write my own songs and perform them. It's also includes a few songs from my past, some folk rock stuff that never got to be, pressed into a record. And one pop song called Nightlights that actually made it to Disney and DreamWorks and Jim Henson Productions, and all of them loved the song, but nobody picked it up. But it's been one that I do pretty regularly, these days especially. And this is my first ever vinyl album. So it's out on CD, and it's out on LP as well. So I'm very excited about all of it.
What were you listening to at the age of, say, 11 to 14 years old, and how has that influenced what you do now?
The Beatles, the Beach Boys, Jan and Dean, the Kinks, the Zombies. I didn't like everything out of British Invasion. I listened to Dylan some.
Right now, let's play Together. Tell me about that song. On your new CD, it's actually a remake, if you will, a remix of your 2023 version.
I wasn't satisfied with the mix, and neither was the rest of the band, and actually neither was my mastering lab. And they said, you could get a better mix from this. So Scott, our lead guitarist, Scott Warren, has his own gear and everything, and he did a fabulous remix of the 3 songs that you'll see on there that say Remix 2025. It was about this couple that nobody else thought could do anything good or make it. Maybe they're too young or they're, inexperienced or whatever, and they just love each other, and the guy knows. And what's interesting, he also says in the song that he needed to pay attention that the woman was actually leading the way and things are okay, and that's how it came about.
For those of us married a long time, I say that's pretty true for every relationship.
That's right.
All right, let's listen to it now, Carousellers. This is called Together. It's a hit. And it's Michael Vincent on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Distance distract us. just another confusion trying to break us away. I keep dreaming of all those nights. I keep my focus on holding you tight. We walk out of the darkness to the light of day. Something tells me we're always gonna be together.
Site is KHMB at 100.9 FM and AM 1710. This is Coastside Carousel, the show by and for local musicians and the Coastside venues at which they play. Mike Dale sitting with you, and on the other end on the Zoom call today, a special version of Coastside Carousel is Michael Vincent, who I have been remiss in getting him on the show. His new album, Sky Blue, Come On, Come On. You can see him at the San Gregorio General Store on Saturday, November 8th. It's his CD release party. A lot of great surprises. The entire band will play all 10 songs from the album. And Michael, when you talk about power pop, explain that to the radio audience who may not be hip to that kind of celebratory music.
You know, what's funny is I'm not sure I can define it because people defined it for me. We were playing a gig at Barterra Winery in Half Moon Bay, and these guys came up to us. It was younger people, and they said, "Wow, you guys are pretty good, man. This is power pop stuff is really cool." So that's, you know, some of the songs that you were, you know, like the one that you said might be a hit together, you know, just has all this great energy, you know, and it's more, it's beat driven. It's their usual power pop songs are not terribly complicated in terms of lyrically, You know, so you'll notice with Come On, Come On, it's about a guy grabbing his girl and jumping in the car and going fast and to wherever will make them happy, you know. So it's like, it's kind of like that, you know.
No doubt about it. And, you know, you mentioned
there's nothing serious about it at all. Sorry.
It really is. It's fun music, right? Power pop is fun music. And you mentioned the Beatles and the Zombies. You're growing up and learning the guitar and starting to get serious about music. Power pop is really all about fun and basically three chords, right? Three chords and fun. And then catchy hooks at the same time.
Exactly.
Tell us about your songwriting process. How do you put it all together? You mentioned together took about a week to come together, for lack of a better term. How do you create?
So it's usually the music comes first for me. Some people write poetry and then they put it to music. I don't usually do that. I'll start playing some new chords that I'm not familiar with because I play in different tunings, I will experiment and basically create chords that, you know, I couldn't tell you what the names of them are. I have, you know, jazz geniuses that could do that. And they say, well, that's a G7. And it's not a G7 because, well, it is, but it doesn't sound, I mean, it has a whole different voice to it. And so that's what drives me. And so I usually get a melody first. And I sort of start mumbling sounds, you know, down and down and down, you know, that kind of thing. And eventually they form words and you get a phrase or two if the music is being nice to you. And you write it down. And if that sparks a theme, hopefully, then you sort of build the rest of the song around that theme.
There's a great there's a great quote about the Beatles at one point in time when all these puffy, stuffy album reviewers kept talking about mixolydian and certain chord sequences. And Paul McCartney said, I have no idea what you're talking about. We're just writing three chords that sounded good together.
That's right. That's right. And actually, I had a friend that came to see the band once. And he had his degree in music from four-year college, UC Santa Barbara, I think. And he said, why did you do that, blah, blah, blah? You're not supposed to be able to do that. Because that's not supposed to work. And it worked. And I said, I have no idea. I just do it.
It doesn't really matter. Hey, let's go into another track right now. I want you to talk about the song Rain Downtown, and we'll play it for Carousellers.
Sure. It's a song about two kids, and it's primarily initially inspired by listening to Counting Crows' song Colorblind, and so that was kind of the mood I wanted to set with it, but I don't play piano, and I didn't want to imitate. I mean, if you listen to it, it doesn't sound anything like Colorblind, which is good, but it was inspired by that. And so the idea was these two kids. And the guy in particular, he really likes her, and she's watching TV, and it's like, can we just get away from TV and just go out and do something together? And she agrees, and they're supposed to meet somewhere, and she doesn't show up. And I'm not sure why she doesn't show up. I don't know.
Isn't that funny when you're writing a certain song, you don't always have to have the answers, right?
No, I don't have the answer what these characters are doing.
And even but power pop can be a little sad at times. It doesn't have to be in a minor chord or a minor key, right?
That's right.
All right, here we go. This is Michael Vincent's new album called Sky Blue. Come on, come on. This is Rain Downtown on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
If I'm home, never wanted to feel feel so alone and I love you. Do you know? Let's go. Get out from under from watching some show. Just hang together a way to let go and I love you. Something happened to make it not show and I love you. Ah.
Coastside Carousel on Community Radio for the Coastside, KHMB 100.9 FM and AM 1710, brought to us each week by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub, and Inn. Mike Dale sitting with you in a special Zoom version of Carousel with Michael Vincent. I'm in SoCal. He is wherever he is. Where are you, Michael? Are you in NorCal?
I'm in La Honda.
I'm fond of La Honda.
Yeah, San Mateo County Hills.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, you know, I was looking at your press release that you sent me, and it was Dateline San Francisco, and I don't know you from Adam until today, and now I know you're a La Honda guy, which makes sense, right? Since you're playing San Gregorio for your CD release party.
Yeah, and the reason it was released officially from San Francisco is my distributor, which is Independent Distribution Collective out of San Francisco, is from San Francisco, so that's the connection right
You've
there.
Got really good marketing, by the way, and your album is streaming online as we speak. Sky Blue, Come On, Come On. Michael, you also mentioned in the opening, and I did as well, that this is your very first album available on vinyl. Why vinyl? Isn't that expensive to produce?
Well, talk to my wife, because that was my birthday present this year. She knows that I have always wanted to have one of my albums on vinyl. And I never said, can we do it or whatever. I just always said, you know, God, someday I'm going to do an album on vinyl. And so when she gave me my birthday card at my party, I opened it up and she says, congratulations, honey, you get to do your next album on vinyl. And it's really, for musicians that are out there, you know what this is like. I mean, I've done an album that was released on cassette, and then I have six albums released on CD, and it's a thrill when you open the box and you get them and all that kind of stuff. But when you get a vinyl album, 12 inches, there's the cover, and you slide that baby off and you slip it onto the turntable, that's the real deal. That's I have a record out now.
I have to say, Michael, it's kind of sad for a certain younger generation who will never understand that experience, the joy of having your very first vinyl album. Mine was Beatles 65.
Oh, nice. Yep. I think mine was, my first one was Meet the Beatles, known as With the Beatles in Europe. So yeah, it was also a Beatles album.
You had mentioned that you really start with music when you're crafting a song, Michael. What inspires you?
In terms of lyrics or the music itself?
The music itself.
Music itself is usually by accident, because I'm discovering new chords. If I find new chords and new tunings that I've never played in before, they speak to me and they say, there's a song here. So that's the same thing with Together was, you know, like I said, was done in D. Come on, we'll talk about that in a little bit. But that also was one of those things where, you know, if I capoed it up and I played it in this tuning, you know, what would this sound like? And so it was there. And as I played it, it spoke to me and I wrote another song. So that's pretty much what happens.
So you're constantly noodling. Do you get really geeky about the style of chords you're playing? Or are you just noodling and going, hey, that sounds really cool, let me try that?
That's what I do. Yeah, I'm terribly ungeeky about that stuff. And I'm also not a gearhead, so it's kind of an embarrassment. I went to the studio, this beautiful studio where we recorded this album and the last one in Wind River in Santa Cruz. And the guy who was our engineer and producer, wonderful guy, and I had my guitars out. I play Taylor guitars. And he goes, oh, that's a beautiful guitar. Is that a Dreadnought? I go, yeah, probably, sure, yeah. I have no idea, you know. I only learned about 10 years ago that I had a direct in on my amp. You know, I mean, that's how stupid I am with this stuff. But, you know, and I tell everybody, I'm an adequate guitar player. I'm an adequate singer. I know nothing about gear. And my specialty is songwriting. That's it.
You know? Let's talk about Come On, Come On. It's such a lovely chorus and refrain. It just has you harmonizing with the song immediately. Tell us about it.
This was inspired by two other artists, actually. I was driving down the road and on my Apple Music, because sometimes they'll throw you freebies, you know, and it's interestingly enough, these two freebies had these great beats to it. And one was Tim Hennigan and his song Where the Adventure Begins. And another one was this band called, for a lot of younger folks, One Direction. And the song was Come On, Come On. And they both had these wonderful beats. And I liked the One Direction thing, but it was not fully like what I liked. But I loved the real pounding beat to it. And so I said, I want to do a song like that. And I want it simple. I don't want to be serious. I don't want anything important about it. I just want to grab my girlfriend and jump in the car and drive really fast and have a really good time and make me believe that I'm 19 years old again or whatever. And so I just started noodling. And so I obviously came up with the chorus first. Come on, come on, come on, come on. And all that. And the song is just about that. And I was actually afraid to release it a little bit because I thought it's too simple. It's just, there's not enough description of what's really going on here or whatever. And then I decided, screw it. I really like it. It's fun. The boys in the band loved it. Every place we play it, people sing along with us. And I don't know how much time you have to hear this because there's another version of it on the album, which actually opens the album. And I sent this one to you because it's more accessible to more people. But that one has an edge to it. And it sounds a lot like the Dandy Warhols, this really edgy band that's, you know, very, very popular. And the reason for that is I met this guy who is the brother of a rock legend who's now passed away, this guy named Larry Norman and his brother Charles. And Larry was popular in the 60s, the late 60s. He recorded a song called I Love You that was originally done by the Zombies in the UK, but flopped here. Well, they put more psychedelia to it, and they got picked up by Capitol Records. And they were Jesus. He was the leader, was kind of a Jesus freak, and he wanted to do Jesus songs on his album with this band, people. And Capitol said no. And so the single was released, but the album never came out. They never even finished the album, but they signed him to their gospel label. And from there, counterculture was starting to make its way into the churches, and he became a real rock star in the, you know, the evangelical Jesus rock genre.
I'm hearing something tapping in the background. Is that?
Oh, I'm so, that was me by accident.
I apologize. Okay. I'm not going to be able to use that part of the story, but I love the background on that. So yeah. Again, it's about
anyway, his brother lives in Norway and invited me to finish some of Larry's lyrics and add music to it that he left behind for a tribute album to Larry Norman, his brother. And so I said, sure. And so Janet and I went to Norway. And while I was there, I showed him Come On, Come On, and I recorded a very rough version of it in his studio, and he sent me back this version that is Make Your Hair Fly. And so because the album is going to be primarily released for college radio, we put that song first, that version of the song first. So trying to capture a younger audience if we could. So anyway, sorry about the long story.
But, that's okay. Yeah. That's okay. I do a lot of editing when I do these shows.
Sure.
All right. Let's hear it now. This is a nice sing-along song. Come On, Come On, the reprise from Sky Blue. It's Michael Vincent on KHMB.
Come on, come on.
Your community, your voice. You've got it on KHMB Radio at 100.9 FM and AM 1710. It's Coastside Carousel, giving local musicians a sanctuary to talk about their music. I'm Mike Dale, and we're playing the music today of Michael Vincent. He's here with us on the Zoom call, a special live performance of his new CD on November 8th at San Gregorio General Store in celebration of this brand new release, and the album's on vinyl as well. Michael, when we talk about the style or the singing style of your voice, I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to let you react. It sounds a lot like Dewey of America. Have you ever heard someone tell you that before?
No, but I'm particularly pleased to hear that because I was a big fan of America. And I had a band back in the 70s and early 80s called Home Free. Started with an H because all of the America albums started with an H, which I don't know why. And I loved his voice, and I know that I sound like him. I've also been told that I sound like Neil. And that I sound like Cat, you know, Cat Stevens or this or Bruce Coburn or a whole bunch of different people, right? So, which is nice. But never have any has anybody said that I sound like him. And I'm excited that you said that because it's like, dude, that's great.
Well, I'm very sensitive to artists and I don't want to insult you by saying you sound like someone else because obviously you are you and very unique.
Sure.
But again, just the je ne sais quoi sounds like America to me.
Nice.
Tell us about your this show goes really fast. We got about 20 minutes for the total show between words and music. Tell us quickly about your band, You Know Who, and I love the way you spell it. You, the letter U, know who, like the band The Who. Tell us more
about
that.
The Who.
Say that again.
Well, originally it was You Know Who, Y-O-U, you know, K-N-O-W, who, and I thought just make it shorter. And then my friend said, really? So you guys are not The Who? Is that what you're trying to say? And I said, well, kind of. But aside from the name, the guys are wonderful. Dave Mendoza is on bass, and he also sings harmonies. And he used to play with Lydia Pence and Cold Blood. And he did side projects with some of the guys from Tower Power. And he toured with Lydia Pence and all that stuff. Anthony Fulgar is our percussionist drummer. He has done a lot with the, it's a whole family of percussionists. Renee Escobedo. He's played with Renee Escobedo and Pete Escobedo and those guys. And a long history with them. And good friends, interestingly enough, of Carlos Santana, which is kind of cool. And then Scott Warren is our fabulous lead guitar player who's got an incredible vocabulary of song of styles of, you know, lead guitar in him. And he comes from New York originally, and he had this band that's been together for like 30 years called White Collar Crime. And all the guys except one are lawyers, and the one who's not is an accountant. So... And they're really great, and they play places like the Bitter End in New York and Manhattan and stuff like that, and they're really cool. So he's out here for his work, you know, for a long time. He's got a family and has a house and everything, so he's not going back to New York. So we got him instead. And so they're really, really nice men. I mean, I have never worked with easier guys to chill and play with, and we always have dinner before we have rehearsal. And everybody's just really cool. They're just really great guys. So,
I'll try to squeeze that in. I don't know if I'll have time. Let's wrap up by doing this. Michael, this is the end of 25. You've got the new album out. What fortunes bring you in 2026? What's your schedule going to be like?
Well, we're looking at doing more shows at San Gregorio. We're looking to do more shows in Half Moon Bay. We have previously headlined at the Bandshell stage for Wednesday Singer-Songwriter Day, and there are these great big concerts out in Golden Gate Park, and we've often been the guys at the top of the bill, which has been really fun, so we're going to do more of that. We hope to play the La Honda Music Fest again in June. A shout-out to Craig Eddy, who directs it, and hopefully we'll be able to do that. a few more shows in Santa Cruz, because we play as far north as Petaluma and as far south as Santa Cruz. And so whatever we can get out there, that's what we want to do, is play as often as we can.
What about OPL? Can we get you an OPL, Old Princeton Landing?
You know, I've got a website manager who's quickly becoming my gig manager, and she's looking into that for us.
I think that'd be a great venue for you guys.
Yeah, I think so, too.
And hopefully you play when I'm in town so I can come and visit you.
Okay. All
That'd
right.
That'd be cool.
You know anybody there that we should contact?
Yeah, Brian. Brian, the owner. I'll email it to you. I'll email you Brian's information.
Okay. And you know, he knows you?
Yes. Yes.
Very cool. All right.
All right, let's end it this way. Michael, thank you so much for the visit today. Good luck. Have fun at the San Gregorio General Store on November 8th. The new album, Sky Blue, Come On, Come On. Can't wait to see you live on my own. And thank you so much today for sharing all your knowledge.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
All right. Now, now that I've met you, and this is not going on. I'm still taping, but I'm not going to use this. This is for you and me. When I meet an artist I really fall in love with, like yours, I like to have you back a couple times a year, not every 3 years, like a red moon or something.
Sure.
So into 2026, you might hear me. If I see you playing at another gig, I might repeat the show and then repurpose it by doing some insert liners. Or I may have you come back and come up to visit me in the studio so we can do an in studio, which is a cleaner sound, of course.
Sure.
I can tell I'm going to have to do a lot of cleaning up because your mic is the computer mic. And so I'm going to have to do some equalizing on that.
Sure.
But I want to tell you that now that I know who you are, I can't wait to have you back again and again and again.
Right on. Thank you so much.
All right, Michael. Thank you so much.
I can't wait to do it again.
I will send you a copy of the show. And then the air times that it runs, it starts next Wednesday.
Okay.
Okay. And I'll be working on it in the next few days.
All right.
Thanks again, my brother.
Thank you.
You're very talented, but you already knew that.
Thanks. You're very kind, and you already knew that.
All right. Take care.
Bye, man.
Bye. Bye-bye.
That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the coastside. We are blessed with a rich tapestry of vibrant music. If you're a local band who writes original music and you want to be featured on the show, email me, mike@khmbradio.com. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.